is much more practical when it comes in the form of another human being. But that human being, that person, is not benefiting. If they're doing anything, it's sacrificing. They're fulfilling their obligation. They're fulfilling the role that they've been given, essentially to serve others, is the shorthand way to say it. One of the great devices Osho used to provoke the whole world was his organization. His disciples bought one after another Rolls Royces. And this was huge controversy. Here this supposed spiritual teacher has 90 Rolls Royces.
It's true, it's not, I don't accept it.
See?
Sounds weird. Yes.
So this is absolutely brilliant. This put Osho on the front page of newspapers around the world. So-called spiritual teacher has 90 Rolls Royces. But think about it. If you really don't care anymore about the limitations of the material world, if you're really not fooled anymore by the illusory material part, and it truly doesn't matter to you anymore whether you're riding a bicycle or sitting in a Rolls Royce, there's no difference. It's only to our mind that we think, yeah, there's a big difference in a Rolls Royce, the number one car in the world, most expensive car.
But why 90?
We're shooting for 365, he said, one for every day of the year.
Oh, yeah.
But he didn't make it. So, think about it. If it doesn't make any difference, what's the difference? Why not be in a Rolls Royce? What's the difference?
If it doesn't make any difference, why to have any Rolls Royce at the beginning?
Well, let me explain it to you speaking as a disciple, which I love to do. I love to speak as a disciple. If you love someone with all your heart and soul, and money's not an issue, and you have to drive them in something, are you going to get them a Honda Civic to take them around town? Or are you going to get them a Rolls Royce? So this is a love offering. Nothing more, nothing less. It's also brilliant capitalism. Absolutely brilliant capitalism. Osho was a very good capitalist. He gave them the idea. I don't have that to my knowledge as a fact, but I absolutely just believe that he gave them the idea. It's like Elvis. When Elvis bought a Cadillac, drove it once, he paid $10,000, well, in those days, $10,000 for the Cadillac, suddenly it's worth $50,000. Osho would drive a Rolls Royce once that they paid $300,000 for, suddenly it's worth $600,000. Mm. Very good income generated. And Osho had many, many multimillionaire disciples who were waiting to buy a Rolls Royce that Osho had driven. This is a very brilliant way to generate revenue anytime. Elvis did it for fun, but I have to believe Osho did it for revenue, just because he was that smart.